is indicating Laylatul Qadr khairum min alf shahr. Remember, this one night of worship is better, much more better, unlimited better than 1,000 months of worshipping. Tanazzalul malaikatu wal ruh fiha. What happens? Very special event that the angels come down, descend from the heaven, groups and groups, abundantly, unlimited. No one can count their groups. And they spread around throughout the world, the whole planet. They cover the whole planet. وَالْرُوحُ And with them is the Ruh, Ruhul Amin, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. Hazrat Jibreel salam coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every night, every day of Ramadan is according to one hadith. In the month of Ramadan, Hazrat Jibreel salam used to come down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day, every night. He used to review the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read in front of Jibreel salam. Jibreel salam used to read, repeat in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this used to take place every day, every night of Ramadan. Here especially, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted that tanazzalul malaikatu warruhu fiha. That this night is such a great night that every day, no matter every day, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam is coming, but he was only coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was sitting by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, listening his whole Quran or reading Quran to him. It was only face to face conversation or in one, you know, one majlis. No one is benefiting other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by himself. Right? But in this particular night, Hazrat Jibreel salam comes out and he take the, you know, he's walking and floating around throughout the planet. He's not sitting only by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is for our benefit, especially in this night of power. He's coming for us, for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? And he's coming and visiting each and every person who's engaged himself in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To that extent, one of the riwayats said, they comes and shake hands. And when we feel the softness in our heart and we start crying, it is the sign the angels came to you and shook your hand. But my brothers and sisters, in this night also, a person is sleeping or is wasting his time on the cell phone or on the computer or on the TV. What you can say to that person? I mean, angels are there on his doorstep waiting for his dua, because according to riwayat, Rasulullah sallam said, in this particular night, a person, male or female, whatever dua they're making to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, angels are appointed to say Ameen on their duas. Now the angels are standing outside of doorstep and they are waiting for our dua. We're not making dua whole night. We are sleeping or we are engaged with some different things other than ibadah, and they are waiting to say Ameen. What a great loss. So don't waste any single moment. Make abundant dua. And Allah, and this night, my brothers and sisters, is not, people misunderstand this night start after Taraweeh or late or Tahajjud time. No. According to riwayat, this night start immediately after sunset, after Maghrib time. Laylatul Qadr starts. So don't waste that time between Maghrib and Isha also. Utilize that time also in Salatul Tawabin Awabin, Salat Awabin, or reciting the Quran, making Zikrullah. Engage that time between Maghrib and Isha also in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, Fiha bi'idhni Rabbi min kulli amr. In the Ruhul Amin and angels are coming and visiting the each and every person who is engaged himself in the worship and ibadah. And min kulli amr, they are coming all over from every corner and from every direction, from every side. Salamun. And this whole night, from sunset, from the guru till subasade, till early dawn, till you finish your suhoor, whole night is the salam. Is full of peace, full of tranquility, full of blessings and rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hatta matla'il fajr, until the dawn appears, subah sadiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us this whole night. My brothers and sisters, what we should do? what we should do in what night now, the very briefly, what is the, which night is Laylatul Qadr? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hide it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not expose it. There is two reasons for it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, one scholar explaining one reason, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have specified, for example, 27 night of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr, then people will only depend on that one night of worship. And rest of the Ramadan, they won't care. They will let it go. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to make more mujahada, more sacrifice, more struggle. Show your enthusiasm and wake every night. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hide it. So we cannot depend. It is moving target. We cannot fix it. That particular night is Laylatul Qadr. We have to search each and every night. Another reason which is very, very dangerous, my brothers and sisters, it is only total mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He had hide this night. Otherwise, sinner like us, if we knew that particular night is Laylatul Qadr and we still waste it or commit sin in that particular night, what will be the grave punishment would face about it? You knew that this night is Laylatul Qadr, you still committing sin. That would be very dangerous for us. And people would do it out of their habit. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hide it. So if by mistake, if someone is committing sin, he can have some excuse on the Yawmul Qiyamah. Oh Allah, I didn't know that night was Laylatul Qadr. Otherwise, I would abstain. I would refrain from the sin. I didn't know. So Allah will accept that excuse. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not specified. But there are some riwayat that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that in one of the riwayat that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that we should try to look for it last 10 nights, odd nights, 5 odd nights and all 10 nights. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala was specify about that it is 27th of Ramadan, because he calculated the words from Laylatul Qadr and it comes out to 27 words, letters. That's why his opinion was 27. Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi was a very great scholar of Islam. He said Laylatul, this Suratul Qadr has five verses. From beginning to end, Suratul, the whole surah has 5 verses. It indicates that you must look for last 5 nights, meaning 21, 23, 25, 27 and 29. These are the 5 nights, indicate these 5 ayat of Suratul Laylatul Qadr. Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his lengthy hadith, he mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the itikaf of the whole month in that particular year, looking for Laylatul Qadr. Then Jibril Islam informed me it will be in last 10 nights, and the sign was given that he will make a sujood next morning in the mud and water. And Hadrat Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, we noticed that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Salatul Fajr and he made sujood, and it was a rainy night, and we found the marks of the mud and water on the Mubarak forehead of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that was 23rd night, meaning tonight. This year, tonight is 23rd night, is tonight, Friday night. So take care of tonight and spend it and hope that it can be Laylatul Qadr. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we know how close he was with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the hadith, he mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam secretly said to me that look for last 7 nights. Start from tonight is 7 nights. So look for last 7 nights, you will find Laylatul Qadr. So brothers and sisters, don't miss any night from tonight onwards. This is Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam secretly mentioned to me that look for Laylatul Qadr, last 7 night, you will find it. Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala said that this night is 27 night. This hadith also in Abu Dawud Sharif. One of the hadith said, look for 29th night. That is also one of the hadith that Laylatul Qadr will fall on 29th, the last night of Ramadan. But brothers and sisters, the most of the ulama has opinion that it floating around, is moving around, revolving around throughout Ramadan. Sometimes 21st, 29th, some 23, sometimes 27, sometimes 29. So that's why we should look every night and spend some time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the sign? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, next morning the sun will be very soft, very cool, and it will rise without rays. You won't find the rays on the sun when the sun is rising next morning. That is one of the sign that particular that this night is Laylatul Qadr. And especially as I said, it starts from the beginning, from the Maghrib, from the sunset, it will go all the way to Subah Sadiq. But last portion of the night, one third of the last portion, is more special time. Exclusively very special time. So that time we should perform Salatul Tahajjud, and we should make some dua and istighfar the particular night. Very quickly, what we should do, how we divide the whole night. Every night we try and strive to gain maximum benefit out of it. Number one thing, we should not miss from tonight. Isha and Fajr, we should pray with congregation, with the Jamaat. This is the reward. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if a person praying Salatul Isha with the Jamaat, he will get the half of the night of reward. And if you pray Fajr Salat next morning, he will get the reward of the whole night of worship, even he was sleeping. Because of praying Isha and Fajr with congregation, with the Jamaat, it will be regarded as worshipping whole night. So we know the masajid are closed. We can make the Jamaat at home with our family members. Become the Imam and don't lose this opportunity. Perform your Isha Salat and Fajr Salat with your family member at home with congregation, and inshallah you will get the reward of whole night. The second thing, my brothers, sleep with the wuzu. Brothers and sisters, sleep with the wuzu. If you have to sleep, if you're tired, midnight something, if you want to sleep, don't sleep without wuzu. It comes in the riwayat, in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, and this is written in Fathul Bari, which is the Sharah of the Bukhari. Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahmatullahi alayhi, very great scholar, who had written the commentary of Sahih al-Bukhari. He has quoted this hadith in Fathul Bari, that if a person is sleeping with wudu, and then during the night, if wudu is break, doesn't matter. Beginning, initially, he should sleep with the wudu. If he's sleeping with wudu and he's sleeping, we know, after sleeping, our souls goes away from our body to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they remain whole night under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those souls, those people who have habit sleeping with wuzu, or Bilal Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam never used to sleep without wuzu. That was his sunnah all the time. Not only particularly in Laylatul Qadr, but the whole life he slept with the wuzu, not without wuzu any single night. So that should be our habit, sleeping with wudu every night. But particularly in this last 10 nights or 7 nights now left, we should try to sleep with wuzu. That is the benefit. If you are sleeping with wuzu, your soul will go to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will make sujood on the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he wear wuzu, if you don't sleep with wuzu, your soul will not able to make sujood in front of Allah. Because Allah is pure, Allah only likes purity. So you have to have pure soul. You make your soul pure by making wuzu, then the soul will go. And look at this image, brothers and sisters. You are sleeping, and that is a particular night, Laylatul Qadr, and you sleep with the wuzu. Just because of the wuzu, your soul is able to go and make sujood in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the arsh at Laylatul Qadr. Imagine this thawab. Just little effort, my brothers and sisters. Don't miss. Make a habit of sleeping with wuzu every night, whole year, whole life, but particularly in these 7 nights. May Allah give us tawfiq for that. Quickly, I don't have time. Abstain from sin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you committing sin this night, you are not forgiven. So try to abstain from sin. And there are 4 people who are not forbidden during this night. Quickly, I'll go through. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, this is such a great night. Allah forgives each and everyone who is asking forgiveness, making dua, making istighfar, reading tilawat of the Quran, etc. Except those 4 categories. What? Number one, alcoholic. A person with the habit of alcohol, drinking alcohol, he is not forgiven in this night. Number 2, disobedient to your parents. If you are having some trouble with your parents, just call them and ask forgiveness. Apologize to them. If they are living with you, go and tell them, please forgive me. If you don't do that, and if your parents, one of the parents or both parents are angry with you, no matter how much of ibadat you make during this night, Allah will disregard and reject. Your dua will not be accepted, your ibadat will not be accepted. It is very serious matter to quickly pick up the phone, go and visit them and ask forgiveness before the night of Qadr comes. Number three, a person who have severe family ties, not talking to his brother, not talking to his uncle, not talking to his aunt or sister, whatever. So if you break the family ties, that person also is not forgiven. The fourth one, who harbor ill feelings in heart of others. If you have ill feelings, hatred, enmity, jealousy in your heart, no matter how many sujood you will make in front of Allah, Allah is not going to forgive you. Your heart should be clean in order for your ibadat and your dua has to be accepted. So clean your heart, ask forgiveness, apologize to everyone and make your heart clean. Allah only loves and accepts the ibadat of the clean heart. Number five, my brothers, Salatu Tasbih. Very, very important, we all know. And you can go in online and check the method of performing Salatu Tasbih. Very great reward of Salatu Tasbih, especially in during night. Every night, you should perform Salatu Tasbih. They make sincere tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repents and his hands are wide open for those who asking forgiveness. And Zikrullah, at least 100 times, Kalima Tayyiba, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. 100 times third kalma, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. 100 times subhanallah, wa bihamdi, subhanallah, al-azim. 100 times durood sharif upon Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And 100 times istighfar. It will take about half an hour. Finish this tasbihat every single night. And make tilawat of the Quran every night. As I said yesterday, if you recite Suratul Yasin, you will get the reward of 10 times performing, completing the whole Quran. 10 times. If you read three times Qul Huwallahu Ahad, you will get one reward. So my brothers and sisters, make abundant dua for yourself and for the whole ummah who is suffering because of the coronavirus and entire world are suffering. Make dua, may Allah remove this calamity from us and from the entire world and make a lot of istighfar. May Allah give us tawfiq to take care of this whole entire week of the holy month of Ramadan and give us tawfiq and ability to spend every night in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept our dua and our ibadat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Sorry I took a little longer. May Allah accept our give us tawfiq to practice upon. Subhanallah.